Thanks for downloading WFAE's Slice of Life Radio Essays. Enjoy.
Tis the season to be thoroughly frustrated. Soon we'll all gleefully tear open our colorfully wrapped Christmas gifts and cry out in Yuletide ecstasy. Oh, yes, I've always wanted one of these. Filled with trepidation, the horrid reality of the unknown will grip our senses. The device is definitely electronic. It smells new. Santa's the man. But what's the top and where's the front? Usually the gift receiver has as much operational knowledge as the gift giver. None. So, we'll all gather around staring excitedly at the device, rolling it over and over as if checking its sex. Somebody will whisper, "What is it?" Hang on, the device comes with a remote. Hallelujah. We'll all cheer, having forgotten the past when even clickers created technical hangovers. The device is quickly placed on the coffee table and strafed repeatedly with the remote. Nothing happens. Every now and then, a little red light blinks on the device, fueling a waning hope. An hour later, we still don't have a clue as to the whereabouts of the on button. So, who's got the receipt? iPods, digital cameras, DVDs, Blackberries, PDAs, etc., etc. Oh, come all ye gadgets. I received an iPod last Christmas and was informed that it was plug and play. I don't think so. My idea of plug and play is a toaster. This was no toaster. I've spent the better part of 2006 emailing, phoning, and writing the entire technical support division of the manufacturer. It was tantamount to composing an email requesting NASA on how to troubleshoot a problem on the space shuttle. Fruitless. This past summer, I didn't want my kids to realize I was having problems getting it to work. So, void of any sound, I used my iPod as ear protection while mowing the lawn. I jived back and forth, providing cover for my technological incompetence. Eventually, I broke down and defied every man law by digging up the manual. It was huge and intimidating until I opened it and realized it wasn't 40 pages long. Just 5 pages in 8 different languages. I heard my first song during Halloween while trick-or-treating as the village idiot. I now listen over and over again to the only iPod song I've successfully imported. It's somewhat monotonous, but comes with a great sense of satisfaction. The song is My Way. There is one gadget that I found easy and is perfect for the holidays. It's a snap to operate and trumps all other gadgets. Before my cup runneth over with gadget frustration, my wife fulfilled one of my wildest fantasies by purchasing a DVR, the greatest invention since disposable diapers and chainsaws. I now have enough recorded digital programming to while away my retirement rerun free. Get ready. Santa's coming to town, and I know what's on my Christmas list. For every electronic gadget, there's one bottle of Pepto-Bismol.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.